Now joining us with continuing our kind of our high school conversation, it is Tony Ambrosio. Tony is the former football coach, four-year football coach at Rockford Christian Life. Then he spent 3 years with Jefferson, the last two as a head coach. Just last week was named as a new head coach at Rockford Lutheran. So first of all, Tony, congratulations on the new gig.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. I feel like I'm speaking with the Avengers of Rockford sports reporting here.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I like that. Okay, so which one is which now, Tony?
Oh, well.
Who's Iron Man? Who's decide. Captain America?
No, no.
Well, okay.
Who's Patrick McNamee? That's the real Avengers.
Well, Jordan's probably Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, George would love to be Spider-Man.
Thank you, yeah. Tony. Thank you.
Well, you made his day.
Would that make Randy Iron Man then?
Well, if you looked at my physique, I can't say Hulk because that's muscle. I don't have muscle.
It's just Thor really in the
big,
new movie.
Big, I know what if you saw Endgame, I'd be Fat Thor. I think is what I'd be.
I'm the one that comes in here every week and makes fun of these guys for watching all these superhero movies.
Jordan, he hates
Watch
superhero
a real
movies.
Movie.
He hates superhero movies.
Oh, man.
So he's like the black sheep of this organization here. Well, tell me a little bit of finding out, what was the process of you ending up getting the position at Rockford Lutheran? Again, you were the head coach at Jefferson the last 2 years. Did it something that they approached you, or did you see the opening and wanted to go to them? What was kind of the whole process?
I had found out, you know, obviously everybody had found out that Coach Leonard had resigned. And then it was kind of I guess there was some back channel stuff going on. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, obviously around the city, and I had some people within the Lutheran organization kind of, you know, poking me to go, you know, start the process for it. And, you know, obviously that's a big decision to make. I had to sit down with my family and, you know, my wife and just, hey, is this going to be the right thing for us? And, you know, obviously we felt that it was a great fit for me, and, you know, we're going to move forward with the process. And, you know, I think, geez, it was March, I think, when that all started happening. And, you know, then by, you know, early April, we had the, I guess, interview process and all that kind of stuff. And it was a lengthy thing. They wanted to make sure they had the right, you know, right person. And I respected their time. And obviously I came out on the winning end of that. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, you succeeded Coach Leonard when you got your first head coaching job at Christian Life, too, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, it was his father. It was senior.
Oh, that was a senior, okay.
Yep, it was senior. And I have a great deal of respect for that family. You know, I coached under senior for a long, long time, learned a lot about football, learned a lot about just managing young men and, you know, trying to put them in the right direction to succeed as grown-ups, you know.
You know, you and I talked, I think it was back in the winter, and I'm not telling any tales out of school, I don't think, in terms of it's a different animal coaching when you were coaching a Christian Life in a private school and coaching at Jefferson Rockford Public School. And number one, of course, first and foremost, is size, amount of players and all that, but also kind of the responsibilities. And it's no secret that sometimes it's a little more difficult at Rockford Public Schools. You've got to worry sometimes about kids just getting to practice, having the equipment, getting home, things like that. Tell me if that was a factor in your decision to move back into a private school situation.
You know, obviously it's a little bit. I'm not going to say it's the whole factor, but, you know, when you're part of, you know, working in RPS, and there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely not, but the dynamics, like you said, are a little bit different. And you're doing, I felt like as the head coach, I was doing less coaching and more managing of kids. Mm-hmm. You know, more managing of my coaches to make sure, you know, that they're teaching what I want them to teach as far as on the practice field. Because we are handling a lot of different situations, you know, whether it be grades, making sure kids are getting the tutoring, making sure, like you said, making sure they have meals, making sure they're at school, making sure they have rides, equipment. There's a lot of different factors there. And, you know, I thought doing that was very gratifying, very, you know, I think our whole coaching staff felt good that we're helping the kids. But, you know, when I came back down, you know, making this decision, it was like, okay, what do we want to do? How, you know, we've spent a couple years here. Is it time to move on? Or, you know, are we at the beginning of something? And I felt like, you know, opportunity was once in a lifetime at Lutheran, and I thought I had to take it.
Now, you obviously, when your first gig with Christian Life, you had success there. Then you moved to Jefferson. You moved over there as an offensive coordinator and were kind of put in the position of head coach when Ken DeBose was let go after that first year. But obviously, at each level, you're going to learn a little bit more. You're going to get a little more experience on that. What are some of the things that you learned, let's start with, from Rockford Christian that you took with you to Jefferson, and now from Jefferson you're going to take with you to Lutheran?
Well, I guess from Christian Life, we wanted to play fast. We wanted to do different things. And at the 1A level, that worked. We were really successful doing that and throwing the ball. And we were very successful running the ball, too. I guess moving that offense to Jefferson, we did some things that were very, very similar my first year there. And, we learned right away what we could and couldn't do. Our run game wasn't as successful as we really wanted it to be. So we ramped up the passing game, so to speak. Got that going. And, I guess personnel stuff, we really tried to package because we're dealing with some more kids. We wanted different packages and different personnel, to get on the field. And I guess that's what we'll be taking to the next step is, we're going to use some of the same stuff that we've been doing. But now we know, what kind of works at a higher level, what doesn't work, and I think we can be successful running some of the same schemes, quick pass game. We're going to try to get back to Veer. Last year we went more zone blocking, because we had more athletes in the backfield, one cut, zone block. And we might do a little bit at Lutheran as well. We got to wait and see. We got to evaluate everybody that's there on the team and, make the best decision as far as personnel goes.
Yeah, you mentioned that how you ran the ball real well at Christian Life, too. And I think that's what people still sometimes don't get that about, running out of the spread or pistol offense is that those are great running offenses, but they depend on the threat of the pass to work. And I was just wondering how, what you see at Lutheran for as far as a quarterback, that you can get the good passing threat to also make the run be so dangerous.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to work on that. That's one of the things, first things coming to the door, we're going to work on. I know, the last couple of years they've had great success doing some of that stuff. I know Coach Bazzali liked to throw the ball around, and I know Coach Leonard at Belvedere threw the ball around quite a bit as well. And that's a absolute, and sometimes, you even hear the NFL guys say it, sometimes you do have to pass the ball to set up the run, and if that's the case, that's what we'll do. We'll just, take step at a time to see what best works for us. And I don't want to pigeonhole myself right off the bat because I'm not sure what we're going to end up with or what kind of offense we're going to end up with, But, I think we can be successful whatever we do.
What are you bringing over? Are you bringing some staff over from Jefferson, or who do you have coming, or is that not set yet?
It's not entirely set as far as, what they're going to be coaching and who's going to be in what positions over there. But the majority of my staff is coming with me. Obviously, there's a couple that are going to stay back and they want to interview for the Jefferson job, which I want them to. I want them to get that experience, some young guys that are on my staff. I have a couple that are holdovers from Christian Life that actually came with me to Jefferson as well. So I don't think there's not going to be too much teaching as far as teaching the staff. I think I'll end up having a couple holdovers as well from Lutheran. And I've known those guys for a long time, coached against one for a very long time, actually coached the other one in, Little League football because he's the same age as my son. So I think it's going to be a seamless transition as far as coaching staff goes.
How much of winning in high school is just getting things established? And, when you were at Jefferson, which had not been in the playoffs now for 25 or something years, and it can turning around a program that's been struggling for a long time, can that be as hard as turning around an ocean liner?
Oh, I would say that's very difficult. We used to say at Christian Life, we knew going when we won, we knew going into the playoffs when we're that 1A level that we're going to play an NUIC team. And we always felt, we had this buzz about us, we're going to the playoffs, all the kids are excited, parents are excited. And I would tell my coaches, I was like, this is great that we're going to the playoffs, but we're not at the level where the NUIC teams are. That's, preseason is the regular season for them. They are expecting to go to the playoffs, and they do it every year, and we have to get to that level. And we didn't have as much success in the playoffs because it was all new to us, and the kids, it was new to them, new to the parents, new to the program. But I think once, 2-3 years into it, I think it's really important to, you know, push to the next level. And I think that's what we're going to have to do at Lutheran, too. You know, it's great. We want to make the playoffs. It means that we're established and we're gaining speed and we're a competitive team. But then we want to make that next jump and say, okay, we can go to the playoffs every year and it's not a big deal. And then, you know, you go deep into the playoffs. And I think when you look at the successful teams around the area, that's what they're all about. It's like, this is just a warm-up for what's really starting. And, you know, and I think the mentality of programs and how that's built up through the years, once you get to that point, you've got something. But to get to it is very, very difficult.
But is it even easier to push kids and make them to work hard and stuff like that if they know that you're winning and that they know that, A, there's something to play for, and they also see that there's standards that have been set?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And it's totally like that. And, you know, it's hard, you know, at a place like Jefferson, you know, you get off to a good start. I feel like that at any school. You get off to a good start, you're going to have the kids engaged all the way to the end of the season. You get off to a poor start or a rocky start, it's hard to get the kids to chase the carrot then. I mean, what are you dangling in front of them? Football is the only IHSA sport that you have to earn to be into the playoffs. Everywhere else, it's just you go into a regional or a sectional and get to compete. You know, so it's very hard once you get to that, you know, that fifth week, so to speak, and you don't have five wins. I mean, sometimes the kids drop, and it is very, very difficult to, you know, push, say, hey, guys, we're building to next year now. You know, it's hard, especially with the seniors.
What are some of the first steps now with taking over Lutheran? Lutheran's also has been struggling the last couple of years. They had the great success with James Robinson, but, you know, when you got a talent like that, that can make a big difference. What are some of the things you've been looking at right away that kind of turn this ship around and get Lutheran back up in the upper echelon of the Big Northern?
Well, for at the ground level for us, it's earning the kids' trust, learning the kids, building relationships with them. You know, the kids that are there right this second, you know, that's, I think, the most important thing for us, because once we trust them, they trust us. I think that will build, you know, what we're looking for into the future. Obviously, you got to win. Everybody loves a winner, mm-hmm. And especially in a city like Rockford, Rockford loves a winner more than anything else. I don't want to go into it much more than that, but I think once the community sees, hey, they got some stuff cooking over there, I think we can pull kids, and kids will be excited to want to come to Lutheran.
All right. Well, that's Tony Ambrosio, former co-head coach at Christian Life and Jefferson, now the new head coach for Rockford Lutheran starting this fall. Just got the job last week replacing Chuck Leonard. Tony, we're really happy for you to get this position. Looking forward to dealing with you next fall and talking with you and previewing the season and seeing how you can turn that program around.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And go Crusaders.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. Take care.